Just pray everywhere you are. Just pray everywhere you are. Say, Father Lord, tonight I ask for an encounter. I ask that you encounter my life, Jesus. Make sure you are praying. Say, Jesus, encounter my life. I don't just want to be the hearer alone, but the hearer and the doer of your word. You can do that better. You can do that better.
Spirit of the church. Spirit of the lampstand.
May I not cajole you to pray? Except if you don't have a prayer point or you don't have a body. Except you don't have a desire that your generation will see in your life. If not, you don't need anyone to cajole you to pray.
Spirit of the church. Spirit of the lampstand. Bright as the morning star.
I still repeat it that you don't need to be cajole to pray. The only reason why I will call you to pray is if you don't have a prayer point, or you don't have a body for a generation, or you don't see, or you don't desire that something will happen through your life to the world at large. If you have any of this, then it's enough to pray.
Spirit of the church. Spirit of the lampstand. Bright as the morning star, ruler of the heavens, we cry out, we cry out, we cry out your name, Spirit cry out, we cry out your sound, oh cry out. We cry out your name
until everyone rises with a prayer point, until everyone rises with a desire for a generation, until everyone cry out your name, Jesus. That you consistently walk in us until you find a man, and in these days that you find men, Jesus, find it from inside out.
We cry out, we cry out, we cry out your name, Spirit break out, we break out your name, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God,
blessed be thy name, oh God of David Friday. Blessed be thy name.
Yeah. Oh God of heaven, we ask tonight that you amplify our voice in your throne and that you speak to every life here. Can you just pray where you are? Can you just press him? Press a little. Press a little. If you have nothing to press for, press for your generation. If you have no reason to pray, pray that kingdom come. Pray that kingdom come. Pray that will be done.
The Bible says now is the time that what? Worshipers will worship where? What? In what? In spirit and what? So part of the truth we declare are those things that he is.
Yeshua HaMashiach, soon coming King you are, everlasting God you are, and no one else like you.
is the truth that he is Yeshua, is a Mashiach, and is a soon coming king. So you crown with precious stones, far above the elders and saints. You crown with purity, far above the elders and saints. You crown with holiness, far above the elders and saints. You crown with precious stones, far above the elders and saints. That is the truth that he is, and that is what we declare. That is what we declare. That is how you put the devil back to his position, declaring the truth of light. And the Bible says, "The light shineth in darkness, and darkness do what? Comprehend it not." Because that is who he is. It's not lesser than what we declare. Instead, he's much more than what we declare. It's bigger than what we can even express. It is the little at which we see that we have the ability to declare. And this ability we have is the ability that is true to himself. So no one should lie to you anymore. God is not lesser than the standard that we declare. Instead, it's more than what we declare. So you can look at the devil and tell the devil, doesn't matter the present state of my life, of the things that are going around me, he is the provider, he's Ebenezer. That's why we sing this song. It's not for melody. It's truth coming out. So if you see a man singing,
Ebenezer, my help has come.
These are the truth we declare. It's not lesser than what we declare. If you are passed through situations and circumstances that you need help, and you look left and right and no one is there to help, then the sovereignty of his hand appeared in that situation and help you. You will know why that song is truth. That he's the one that can help. If you're like me, who graduated for almost 4 years, and I don't work for anybody. I'm not on salary. I'm not living on account of anybody's pocket. You will know that it's Ebenezer. So if they tell you that the problem why we're suffering is because there's no job, there's a point you will come. You don't even need job to live. Because we don't need job to live. We need God to live. Our life is a testament that God lives in that job. Are you getting me now? Me, I can never beg again. It is not pride. I come to a point where I know that my Redeemer, Lord, lives. Because even those things that he's doing now are beyond what I even think or imagine. That is why I can declare that truth, that Ebenezer, that is the helper of men. You know, the theme of this month is upliftment. Among everything we'll be teaching this month, if you doubt God, look at my life. Sit down.
I say now, give the nations to you, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. The distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on me. Axe and I give the nations to you, oh Lord God. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on. You my glory and the lifter of my.
Some of these songs are songs that I sang it before, knowing that it's truth, but now it's real than truth. Truly. It is not just a song I sing in hope. It's a song I sing looking at it like the way I'm looking at you, that truly God lives men. God can change the life of a man.
You're my worship and the lifter of my head. Like the head of the unicorn, I've seen your glory come. Like in the spirit of the age to come, now I can sing these prophecies that those who trust in you will never fail, will rise. And those who hope in you will never fail, will rise. So as the head of the unicorn, now I see this picture. You are the lifter of our head. Now we've seen this reality, that those who trust in you will never fail. They will rise. They will rise. And anyone who hopes in you will surely rise like the sun in the sky.
Said you don't have a biography that is supportive enough for growth. They look at you and they say you're a stammerer. How come you expect to be a preacher that the nations will seek for? They look at you and they say, who? You don't have an announcement. You don't have anybody. You don't have a platform. They look at you and they say, come on, what you are talking is rubbish. How many of the prophecies have men prophesied and it comes to pass? They look at you and they say, you don't look admirable enough to honor, because your life doesn't look like it. They look at you and they ask you, what family do you come from? Let's check your lineage. Who has ever risen to a point where his name is known, even among the cycles of your environment and village? who knows your family, who can vouch for your lineage. They look at you and they tell you, Mr. Man, even your tongues are not strong enough. That even men who pray more than you, later at the end of their life, they could not give proper account of how much exploit they make. So how much are we sure that what you are doing now will even last? Some of you that look at you and then when they read your past, it's enough to discredit you. Say, who knows a lesbian like you? Who talk that talking, you are talking, you a prostitute like you? Everybody knows you. They are talking, they are talking, you a thief, you a rapist, you a armed robber, you are this, you are that. So what credential do you have enough to prove a point that God can make a decision on a man and still count that man among the living who make exploit? They look at you and they tell you, you don't have proper English, you don't have the lingua, you don't have the ability to speak fluently. Add the present, you add the past, you jam the whatever, you break all the grammar rules, and you look at them. In this kind of situation, you will not have much to say. And off that far, you will not have much to say. Are you getting me now? Because truly, have you come to a point where, I don't know, maybe some of you have not really come to that point. Me, I've tested it many times. Have you come to a point where what they say truly looks like you? It's not that they are lying. When they say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? It was not a lie. Nazareth has no history of good things. If Nazareth had a history of great men and women, good people, it wouldn't be the issue to discuss. Nazareth, looking at Nazareth from Genesis to the point at which the speaker spoke about Nazareth, there is nothing that was good enough. So the man was not trying to accuse Nazareth. He was just describing what is happening to Nazareth. That from the day we know that Nazareth began, we have not found sustainable growth, shift, exploit. So your life can be like Nazareth. You have been serving God for 7 years, and there's no sustainable growth in your life. And you look at them and laugh. Not because you have an answer. Let me tell you too now, not everything you have an answer. There are things you don't have an answer. Because even you don't know what is happening. But for those who trust in you, never fail. And those who hope in you will never fail. Will rise. That is why we want to be consecrated. That is why we veg that our life will walk in the right path. Because we don't have any lenses for those things we desire. The only lenses we have is God and His principles and His ways. You know, if you have too many connections to reach to where you are going, if you have too many shortcuts, you will not practice these things we are talking about. But if you know that you are like me, that there's nobody, no one. You don't have anyone that will endorse your life. You don't have anyone that will credit you enough for those things you desire. You will know that the matters of purging yourself will be a daily meal. And the matters of consecration will not be a bias. It will be what you fight. Have you ever come to a point where you fight those things that scare you to a point they run away? Have you ever fight loss to a point that loss will run away from you? I'm telling you that if they call your name, even loss will retire. Have you fight addiction to a point that addiction runs away? You think it's everybody addiction keeps down? Some people fought addiction to a point that addiction ran away. How many of you know how they cast out demons from people? You see some of them, the demon will cry out. That some of them, those kind of demons are demons who have stayed here for long. But when they met forces that were above them, they cried out. It was an emergency checkout. It was not something they planned. They met a resistant force and they have to cry out. For those who trust in you, never fail, will rise. If this song is for someone. Every time, one of the best things I like doing, among many things, is to open my books and check God's promises. Those things He told me years ago. I go through them always. I go through them like the way I go through Bible. Because those words are Bible. The verses are in my heart. His words are fresh. Don't joke with the days God speaks to you. When God speaks today, He speaks the future even today. In the next 10 years, you can carry what God spoke last 10 years and it will still be fresh. Because He doesn't speak in time. He speaks all by Himself. He owns time. Time does not own Him. So most times, while you are even waiting for the new word, God is saying, go back to the old words that He spoke to you. They are the new word for this season. Yes. 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 Because in your journey to greatness, in your journey to relevance, in your journey to impact, you meet a lot of questions. And some of them, you will be the question. Your destiny looks like questions, but in them are answers. So how come you see a guy very tattered, sitting down close to you in church? He's stinking, he's smelling, because he doesn't have water to bath. Take his bed. And he's not looking good as you are. What will come upon him to convince you enough that he is the next kingdom financier? I'm not talking about people who want to be rich. I'm talking about people who are the government of God over them. That even God relied and put His weight upon them to pioneer the church, to finance the church, to shift the church financially. I'm not talking about people who desire a good living. I'm talking about people who their priority is God. If you are that kind of people, tithing will not be a problem. Because you are not even looking for money for yourself. If you are that kind of person, sowing seed will not be a problem. If you are that kind of person, you will not wait for a need. You will solve issues in abundance. If you are that kind of person, you will not wait until they say, let's sow seed. You to be alive when there's a need. Because you are not like the people that are looking for a means to be richer and prove a point to a society. You are the kind of one that Christ, thy kingdom, come. And if it takes any way that God's kingdom will come, any means is through your life. If you're that kind of person, you enter the political corridors, you make effort. No power of hell, no occultic power will down you. Not everybody dies. Some come to live and die. Not everybody God kills. Some their life is eternal. That's why the Bible says, I shall not die, but live and what? Declare the works of the Lord. Don't just say you shall not die. What are you declaring? Because the Bible says, the reason why you will not die, is that there is a but. But live and declare the works of the Lord. So the reason why the Father will not die, is not because I want, like, per se, I want to live long. Per se. That is not enough for me to live. The reason why I will not die is because I'm as important as He is on earth. Because He needs a man. And I'm available. And if you doubt it, imagine I'm not standing here now. How will you hear what I'm saying? That is the reason why I cannot die. Because I'm a responsible citizen of the kingdom of God. And this is going beyond preaching. Because the matters we seek are beyond preaching. The matters we seek are the matters that we have to live as a lifestyle. Yesterday I was in a hotel room and I was crying. Because you know, people can just say, ah, sir, what a powerful message. Ah, sir. One guy met me once on the road and he said, ah! He said, sir, I need to talk to you. He said, I'm happy, I know you. He said, I want to. He said, sir, he said, I was somewhere, and they were talking. I said, ah, I was your father, I know him. And I was looking at the guy like, ah, Yakpa. You know, that is, he was so excited. but beyond. He made something that was so I kept thinking. It's like Peter. Once you have that place, build one kingdom for me, one kingdom for one throne for this.